ESG trends are reshaping what it means to be an asset manager and an investor. As our latest New Model Advisor, NMA, reader poll has revealed, sustainable investing means different things to different people, but the consolidation of different views means that trends emerge within the wider ESG scope. While the focus has largely been on companies who oversee the transition to net zero emissions, we're now seeing a turn to bonds as a means of driving change. The audience of NMA is in tune with the trends that are emerging in client banks across the country. Our poll takes a dive into these and identifies where the next peak in ESG investing could emerge. This piece is worth an indicative 30 minutes of CPD. There is a distinct focus on environmental factors and standards in the context of broader ESG. A variety of reasons are behind this, according to PIMCO. Firstly, climate change and the immediacy of environmental change is more discussed now than ever before, particularly in the context of increasingly frequent natural disasters. One recent trend that has attracted significant market attention is decarbonisation and net zero, a state at which the amount of greenhouse gases emitted by human activities is exactly offset by emissions taken out of the atmosphere. PIMCO believes, with carbon dioxide emission concentrations reaching new records, world leaders from the public and private sector have announced new and somewhat more ambitious climate-related commitments, spurring investors to consider and explore net zero solutions. It is an area of intense focus for responsible asset managers. The 71 members of the UN-convened Net Zero Asset Owner Alliance have committed to transitioning their investment portfolios to net zero emissions by 2050, if not before. A net zero aligned portfolio is typically still responsible for some carbon emissions, but has taken steps to reduce these and then offset those remaining. PIMCO, which manages significant assets for nearly half of the 71 members, is keenly aware of the market and societal trends that are reshaping what it means to manage a global sustainable business in the 21st century. Through our partnership with these forward-thinking investors, we have developed capabilities to help clients reach their net zero goals by decarbonizing their portfolios. The market for green bonds has grown exponentially and has more to offer than that of other ESG-labeled bonds. Factors compelling companies to issue more green debt include the state of energy transition in the context of secular sustainability trends, investor demand, and broad environmental-related innovation in ESG markets, such as carbon capture and storage technologies. A powerful impetus for future growth is the expansion of policy and regulation as financial regulators across the globe redouble their efforts to improving environment-related disclosures. The EU Taxonomy for Sustainable Activities aims to clarify which investments are environmentally sustainable. It was implemented as part of the European Green Deal, which aims to accelerate energy transition in the EU and has increased familiarity among investors of environment-related investment opportunities. In Asia, the Monetary Authority of Singapore and Securities and Futures Commission of Hong Kong have outlined new requirements on environmental risk management and the incorporation of climate-related risks into investment and governance processes. And in the US, the Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed rules to enhance and standardize climate-related disclosures for investors. Each piece of legislation shares a common goal: to improve the transparency of environmental disclosures, increase data accessibility to retail investors, and potentially accelerate investments targeting positive environmental outcomes. As an asset class, fixed income is well placed to drive meaningful ESG change for two main reasons. Firstly, the global bond market is significantly larger than the equity market, providing a larger opportunity set in terms of engagement candidates, including private businesses, sovereigns, local authorities, and supranational issuers. And secondly, unlike equity securities that are in perpetuity, bonds mature and their issuers have regular refinancing needs, meaning that engagement can be repeated and even result in the issuance of dedicated ESG-labeled fixed income securities. This allows investors to deploy capital in more targeted ways and monitor how the capital is being used through covenants and other metrics, according to PIMCO. Bond investors are in quite a unique spot to exert pressure and promote positive change. Engagement is an opportunity not lost on PIMCO, whose analysts engage with 1,585 corporate bond issuers globally across a range of industries and topics in 2021. This included engaging with more than 20 global banks on net zero commitments and time-bound expectations in lending policy in line with the Paris Agreement, and more than 50 energy companies on measuring and setting reduction targets on methane emissions. In contrast with equities, ESG bonds have the unique benefit of being contractually tied to direct ESG-related activities. Use of proceeds bonds, which make up most of the market, devote their proceeds to specific sustainable projects. A good example is a large car manufacturer that issues a green bond to raise capital for electric vehicle battery development. Sustainability-linked bonds also offer unique investment opportunities, with their issuance surging tenfold in 2021 compared with the previous year. These bonds raise capital for general purposes, but offer a financial incentive to issuers to deliver on sustainability objectives. PIMCO believes that this new type of instrument has materially broadened the opportunity set to a large number of issuers and sectors that can now produce positive sustainability outcomes while diversifying their investor base. Increasingly, social key performance indicators are being tied to sustainability-linked bonds. PIMCO conclude, while social issuance has eased in recent quarters as the effects of the pandemic have started to fade, in the longer term, we may see increased investor focus on socially oriented investment solutions supported by, for example, the design and development of a social taxonomy.